Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning start of another week. Congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers, the number one seed in the East. That is no small accomplishment, and certainly sets them up in a real way to have a shot at going all the way this year. So we look forward to the next 2 months. We hope it's 2 months of Sixers hoops. Of course, it could be just a month or month and a half, but we hope it's 2 months. We'll find out. Congrats to them. Phil's disgraceful. They lose 2 of 3. It's not that they lost 2 of 3. It's how they lost the 2 that they lost and everything that went into that. We'll get to that. Eagles with the rookie camp. Nick Sirianni, some comments Friday in the press conference. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls all day to react to everything from the weekend at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
The world's deadliest animal is not a shark, not a snake. It's a mosquito.
And how do you
Mosquitoes
figure?
Are the world's deadliest animals, and that's including humans as an animal, I guess. This is crazy stuff. Mosquitoes kill at least 750,000 to 1 million people, sometimes even more,
wow,
per year,
wow,
with malaria,
sure,
and
yeah,
the things that they transmit. Whereas snakes kill an estimated 50,000 people a year. Sharks, like 10, 20, just not too many at all. Mosquitoes are the ones,
wow,
you should be afraid of. Humans, by the way, 500,000. Every year.
But here's the thing.
Mosquitoes beat us.
We have greater capability, though, to kill. I mean, if we set off, if we time it up with the Russians and the Chinese, and we all say, let's all set off our nuclear bombs all at the exact same time, then we're going to kill the most.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
I'm just saying, we have greater capability to kill. I mean,
But a mosquito could easily take us down. A mosquito could infiltrate and take you down before you kill as
a
human.
Tell you what, the mosquito ain't going to take down the hammer. After that command performance this morning with Angela, the Endgame Trivia.
That was disturbing. You cheated. You flat out cheated.
I lobbied, is what I did.
You convinced Ava to do you a solid and give you multiple choice questions, and then you guessed on the multiple choice questions.
Makes me very happy. We'll get to that.
It was ridiculous.
We'll get there. Let's start with the Phillies, because obviously – you know, let me just say this out of the gate, and I hope everyone listened. Well, maybe I hope you didn't watch the game yesterday, because if you didn't, you'll be in a better mood, I guess. If you did watch it, you know what I'm talking about. John, I thought yesterday, and I mean this. I mean, I'm a long-standing Phillies fan. I thought it was the most embarrassing Phillies game I had seen in years. In years! And so for anyone that didn't see it, you might not know exactly what I'm talking about and all that I'm talking about. John, most embarrassing Phillies game in years. I mean, you got corner outfielders who couldn't catch the ball 3 different times.
That was horrendous.
Maybe a third. Couldn't catch the ball. Both corner outfielders. You got a starting pitcher giving up back-to-back home runs to start the game, meaning the bottom of the first, and then terrible from there. He doesn't even last 2 innings. He's got to go. He's got to get out of the starting rotation. You got Gene Segura with 2 errors, and this continues more and more and more just bad infield defense all season.
Well, that's coming after committing egregious errors like the nights before.
I understand it. You got Segura going after Joe Girardi in the dugout, which is outrageous. You got Segura, who is not, and I repeat, not a winning ball player. The guy is, frankly, more of a losing ball player than a winning ball player. He's not a winning ball player. He goes after Joe Girardi in the dugout. You got Segura insubordinate not going to the mound when Girardi goes to the mound for a pitching change, and Segura acts like a six-year-old standing at second base instead of doing what is, you know, the thing you do in baseball, where all infielders go to the mound, converge with the pitcher, converge with the manager, and, you know, what do they call it? Be a professional. So he just stands at second base, again, not a winning ball player. You got no healthy position players available when the game begins on the bench. Zero. My whole life, I've never seen zero healthy position players in a Major League Baseball game to start a game. You got Bryce Harper, who has to go in there because obviously Kingery gets hurt. So now Harper has to go in fairly late. He can't throw, and it's tough for him to swing without pain and ultimately makes the final out. Not his fault at all. Then you get Joe Girardi postgame. It's not the game, but it's postgame. Testing an evasive with Jim Salisbury. Poorly handled by Joe Girardi after the game. In frankly, elevating the situation to make it even more embarrassing. I'm sitting there watching that game yesterday, and everyone can respond at 215-592-9494. I couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, you know, on one hand, I want to say, you know, expect not great because, you know, they've been a losing franchise for a decade, and they really still haven't turned the corner and all that. But I was shocked by the level of dysfunction and disgrace that was on full display for 4 hours, by the way, yesterday. And I really mean it, John. I thought it was the most embarrassing display that we had seen from the Phillies over a four-hour stretch that I can remember in a long time.
I think you're overreacting. Yes, the fielding was embarrassing. But a lot of that was Scott Kingery. And Scott Kingery is out of here. I mean, there is no way after this weekend he is up on this Phil's roster for
he's not a big league ball player ever again.
Like this quelled all, any notion that he could somehow make it in the big leagues. Yes, that stuff was embarrassing, but man, you're going a little too far with the how could they not. I hear so many people say, how could they go into a game with no one on the bench?
Right.
Well, they didn't. Like, you realize, Joe, that they didn't plan. They could not have prepared for Andrew Knapp getting injured 20 minutes prior to the game with the
that.
Rib cage.
I understand
and
that.
For Scott Kingery to go running around, you know, hurting himself somehow, getting dizzy by missing a ball in the outfield, running into the wall.
He slammed into it pretty hard.
Well, he did. Whatever. I mean, that's ridiculous. That part, I don't even want to get started on that. But you can't blame the Phils for not planning for flukes.
But I don't ever remember it, John. I mean, I know there's some bad luck there. I don't dispute it.
I don't remember the fielding looking this bad ever in any professional sporting event. Yeah, I don't remember guys looking like they weren't athletes in a professional athletic competition.
It looked bad news bears. It really did.
Yes, and part of the problem, and again, I think you're overreacting. And here are more reasons why. Yesterday, our leadership, which in my mind includes especially guys like JT Realmuto and Bryce Harper, they're dinged. You know, when you're hurt, you don't have the same voice. Even though Bryce ended up getting out there on the field, we know that he was hurt, and you just can't lead the same way when you're banged up. It's just guys don't look at you the same way, I don't know why that is.
But the leadership is. But it is an issue, John.
Well, and
if someone's got to step
way,
forward.
Listen, I thought leadership yesterday. We finally got life from Joe Girardi, like the guy who's been all happy-go-lucky, even when things have looked dire. We finally got a little anger, a little personality. He sort of snapped in the post game, and I thought that was a good thing. Like, Joe Girardi finally put his foot down.
I agree with you.
That was
job.
Necessary.
I agree.
So,
but how does
he's all
but,
business
but
now?
How does Segura handle it? He's petulant in the dugout. He actually goes after the manager and not going to the mound.
What do you mean? How did he handle it? Well, he handled it in a tempestuous way.
Right.
Like he's smelling himself and too big for his britches. He's been really good offensively. You know, he is leading our team in batting
Doesn't
average.
Matter.
He's been dependable at the plate.
He's got to go.
What do you mean he's got to go? That's insane.
John, he's not a winner. I've seen enough of Jason
Okay, he's
Segura.
Batting 320 for
us. He's not a winner. He's not close to a winner.
He needs to. What needs to happen is exactly what happened. Joe Girardi went and talked to him after he made those boneheaded plays and held him accountable. You don't just give up on a guy who's leading your team in batting average because he's a fool. At times, he does foolish things. At times,
and he threw his glove at the ball about 5 days ago,
and was bad.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And again, Girardi clearly talked to him about that. Thought that he had gotten through, and then when it seemed yesterday that he had not, and there was the lackadaisical play once again with the two errors, Girardi went and held him accountable, and that's a good thing. And I don't care that Segura was upset. I think it's the way that a team is supposed to be managed, and it will pay dividends.
Well,
he knows Girardi is no longer going to put up with it. He's being a baby about it. Well, let them figure it out. And this is a big league dugout. Like, guys aren't going to see eye to eye all the time. They're competing. They're fighting. They're fighting the other team most of the time, but sometimes they fight each other. And that's just the way it is. They'll work it out. And to gang up on them now and say that, you know, this team is they're doomed this season because of what you saw this weekend. I've heard so much doom and gloom coming out of this weekend.
I just thought
yes,
it was a disgrace.
Yes, it looked bad.
Yeah.
Yes, it. But I'm positive that it can be a lot better. Guys get healthier. This is not the end of the season.
No, it's not. Well, look, everyone can react to 215-592-9494. They're obviously going through it right now. You're going to have stretches in a season, 162 games, long season. You're going to have times where you really go through it. Phil's going through it. They're eating it right now. But I also think they're eating it in part because, to me, it strikes me, this is just me, like there's some kind of leadership breakdown with the Phils. Whether it's something to do with Girardi or the leadership of the players, whether that's JT or Bryce or McCutchen, yesterday was the kind of game, to me, that speaks to a lack of leadership because it completely spiraled out of control.
Listen, it was the final straw, and Girardi finally snapped.
Well, I'm glad he snapped.
I am too.
I am glad he snapped.
I thought yesterday was important for that reason because he went out there and held the guys accountable. And yes, Gene Segura took exception, but this bodes well moving forward. You look at it like it's a bad sign for this team. I think it's a positive for they're going to redirect now. They're going to have a new focus, and Gene Segura knows that's not going to fly anymore.
Look, 215-592-9494 to react to it all. Everything from yesterday, do you agree with me? I think the most embarrassing Phils game I can remember in a long time. The leadership issue, we'll get into that more. I think there's a whole lot to discuss right there. Also, we got some breaking news. Breaking news, the 94 WIP is powered by Radio.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Early out of the gate here on this Monday morning, some breaking news from football. James, what do you got?
Yeah, the Eagles made a signing. Someone we know well. The Philadelphia Eagles, according to his Instagram, have signed Ryan Kerrigan. Kerrigan, according to his Instagram, says, I know I probably wasn't your favorite player over the past decade,
but
Philadelphia Eagles fans, I'm fired up to be playing for you guys now.
Well, the dude's had a tremendous career. I mean, he's, 32 or 33, something like that. We'll have to look it up. John, Kerrigan, your initial thoughts, Kerrigan to the Eagles. What do you think?
My initial thoughts, why now? I mean, I would have liked to get him 5 years ago.
Why now? Because Washington wasn't letting him go 5 years ago. That's
and he
why.
And he wanted out of Washington. He no longer was. I think he started one game last year. I worry a little bit about the age. I worry about the production. You know, because he was rotating in last year, but I want to say he had what, 5 sacks, something like that.
I got the numbers right in front of me. You're right. 1 start last year, even though he played all 16 games, and the sack total was 5.5. I mean, obviously,
he's on his way down.
He's a dramatically declined player. We've seen any number of dramatically declined players come through the Eagles. Look, football players get beat up. I mean, I saw Richard Dent play for the Eagles. I saw Art Monk play for the Eagles. I mean, we can go through a whole lot of players that had great careers that by the time they get to the Eagles, there's very, very, mm-hmm. very little left in the tank. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how little. I mean, I'll just to be candid, I'm not sure. I don't know how little Ryan Kerrigan has left in the tank. Obviously, if he can give you something, that's good.
Sure.
I just don't know how much, you know, how much, reasonably speaking, he can give the Eagles, you know, at this stage of his career, 32, 33 years old.
But when you got a coaching staff that's, you know, in some cases younger than Ryan Kerrigan,
yeah.
he's providing more than just, you know, the play on the field. I hope he's got something left. He seems to think that he does. I think it'll help in the intangibles. And so we'll see what he's got. I don't think it's a guarantee he makes a team.
I agree with you on that. You know, here's one good piece of news, John. He can't sack an Eagles quarterback anymore. Well,
yeah.
at least not in a game. He can do it in practice if they want to hit. Well, they're probably not going after the QB. But listen, this guy, there are a couple guys in Philadelphia sports, meaning not in Philly sports, who were menaces to Philly sports. I mean, there really were. And there's some in like Freddie Freeman in baseball for years has been killing the Phils. There have been – Chipper Jones was one of those guys. Obviously, great player. He's going to kill a lot of teams. But he seemed to particularly get the Phillies through the years. To me, Ryan Kerrigan, of all the guys in this division, stood out as one of the top two or three in the last, you know, decade of just consistently hurting the – he was a great player. The problem is – was probably the operable word there. He was a great player. Now, how much he has left? He'll be 33 when the season starts.
Mm.
We'll see. I don't know. It's hard to know. But obviously Washington didn't think that much of him anymore. He's no longer there. Signs with the Birds. I'm excited to know they've got another option. But I also, you know, say, all right, well, let's not go into it thinking they're getting Ryan Kerrigan from 7 years ago, because obviously they're not.
Yeah, it's a wait and see thing. He might be our best pass rusher.
Do you think? Yeah.
But I have to see it.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So if you want to react to the news of Kerrigan being signed by the Eagles, and that is interesting, John. I wonder if they would play him at D end. He's played a lot of linemen, because weren't they mostly a 3-4 team in Washington?
Yeah, he's a D end. I mean, so he's 6'4", 265. He's bigger than our D end.
Yeah, I just think, like, when Connor Barwin, near the end of his career, they asked him to move to D end, he was completely stifled. He had been an outstanding outside linebacker.
Okay.
Totally stifled. And now Kerrigan has always been better coming forward than Barwin was. But I'm just saying, you know, we'll see.
Think about what a 3-4 outside linebacker like Ryan Kerrigan does in the nickel.
No,
he lines
right.
up as a defensive
you're
end.
Right.
And he rushes the passer.
Yep.
That's what they'll ask him to do here. He'll be good.
All right. To the phones we go.
If he's got degraded with
yeah.
age.
Yep. All right, so the Kerrigan news, react to that. The Phils, I just thought it was a disgrace. I really did. Poorly handled by Girardi after the game as well. We'll get to that. And I just, you know, we don't talk that much about the leadership of the Phils. You know, we talk a lot about who's the center fielder, who's the fourth and fifth starter. Is Aaron Nola really an ace or not? Is Bryce Harper really delivered on the contract or not? Hey, the leadoff situation. Like, we talk about all these issues. But one of the big issues that we really don't talk that much about is – who's the leader of the Phillies, and how effective is that leader or leaders? And I got to tell you, I mean, when I'm watching that game yesterday, it's the kind of game with the type of things that happened that makes me say, doesn't look like a very well-led team. And whether that's on JT, whether that's on Girardi, whether that's on Bryce, whether that's on McCutchen, whatever combination of manager or players you want to say, something to me doesn't look right. And I'll tell you this, Gene Segura, certainly not a leader. Let's go to the phones.
No.
215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
It's an ugly weekend, or ugly week, really, for Gene
yep.
Segura.
Yep.
I have to say, I think that's mostly on Joe Giglio. I heard him on Leading Off last week talking about what a great job he'd been doing in the field. He's got 4 errors since then. He's thrown his glove at the ball, and he's gotten a fight with the manager. Upset with Girardi, I don't think it's the worst thing. But then pouting about it and staying at shortstop or at a mound visit, not coming out and supporting your teammate at the mound who's struggling,
yeah,
that's childish. The problem is, if you want to move on from him, I don't know what you can get for him. And if
well,
listen,
Colin, you're not going to get much. He actually makes a pretty good amount of money. And he's got, James, another year on his deal after this one, right? Yeah, so you're
still going to be out there with a triple-A player. We already got... Well, we got some double-A players out there, too, but we're not really in a very good position to move on from Segura, and he's been one of our best hitters. as much as I would like to get a guy with a kind of, I guess, a better attitude in here, I just don't know how feasible that is.
Well, I don't think it is very feasible. Colin, appreciate the call. Let's talk to Vince. Vince, you're on WIP.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm upset if the Phillies losing, but, man, that was a game to watch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it was exciting.
I was having a good time. I was upset they lost, but
Vince, did you only watch like the last four innings?
No, I watched the whole game. I was actually going to turn it off, and then
to Vince's point,
Baton had a game.
That the end of that game, I don't remember seeing a baseball game with more drama than what we took in.
There was a lot
in the ninth inning. That was insane. They pulled their pitcher with two outs. The reliever with two outs. And then we proceeded to, we almost won that thing.
Yeah, but how about, you're right, you guys are both right, but.
Came down to Bryce, injured, swinging at the plate.
And he was going for
full
it.
Full count.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was hacking, and I felt bad for him because you could tell earlier in that, the first swing he had in that at bat, you could tell he was really hurting when he swung full throttle. But I got to tell you, there's also the prior at bat where Herrera is not on second base. I mean, he smokes the ball, it's almost a homer, but it's not. And he's standing on first. I mean, that's bad baseball.
Well,
that's bad baseball.
But you watched how he came. It's not like he was lollygagging.
But he started slow. Then when he started going, he was going. But he was sort of in a mire mode in the very beginning. Didn't run initially, and so he ended up in first base. And that's bad.
I was okay with that in the moment because had he tried to stretch that to second base and gotten thrown out,
but he wouldn't have. He won't have.
I don't know that.
I don't think he's getting thrown out.
Would have been close.
If he's running from the crack of the bat, he's in second. The ball hit the top of the wall. Go ahead.
Well,
Bruce.
You know, he had to take time to do his little bat flip.
Yeah, I mean,
but he didn't on
it,
that.
It wasn't
one.
A bat flip. He flipped it out, but it wasn't what you'd call a bat flip. He just didn't bust it out of the batter's box, and then when he started going, he went, but it was too late.
Yeah. Well, that was a rocket. That was a rocket, so he might have been. It would have been a close play, even if he was sprinting right out of the box.
Yeah, listen, I think so too.
Look, his butt.
I wasn't as offended as you were.
He should have. He just should have been on second base.
I don't know that.
All right, Vince. Appreciate. I mean, he hit the top of the wall. I know the ball came right to
and
the right
came
fielder.
Right back.
I know it did. I know 2-1.
And it was a hard hit ball.
I know.
With no loft whatsoever.
Yep. 215-592-9494. React to the Phil's series and specifically the game from yesterday. We'll get to Sirianni, some of what he had to say. Again, more on Ryan Kerrigan, signed by the Eagles. That's a pretty interesting, unexpected move. We'll call it that. Sixers with the one seed. We'll get into that. Also up ahead, you'll hear what Joe Girardi had to say postgame. I mean, one issue we had to find out about is what happened to Scott Kingery. All right, he's dizzy. They take him out. But then there's the, Joe, how about the Gene Segura thing? What Girardi said, and frankly, I think he put more gasoline on the fire than not. We'll get to how Girardi handled that postgame. It's all up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.